There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, you can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. If you're just tuning into the show, earlier in the program, we actually weren't intending to talk about this, but I think it's fascinating. The chickens. It does have that sound, but no. Well, I mean, you could call them chickens in some way, but
they are kind of
they're actually kind of bold. Actually, you could argue that the people who are their victims are more the cowards, at least from what...
True.
We're talking about the train gropers, the train perverts.
Japanese train perverts.
Yeah, and it's a problem over there, so much to the fact that they have actually created women-only train cars, which has helped quite a bit, but I guess not everybody. It's a voluntary segregation thing. So some women still get on the main cars. Maybe they don't know about the female cars, or they just don't care. Maybe they like it. I don't know. But apparently it's fairly common that this happens. People are being molested on trains. Men and women are being molested. And we're in the middle of a story, and I want to continue with that here in a moment. By the way, with you tonight is Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
First, let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got Zach on the line, on Skype, actually. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I don't mean to derail the topic. I hope you don't mind.
To derail it.
The last guy kind of took us off the tracks. Do you guys think all of us who have religious beliefs are that crazy?
No, I have religious beliefs.
Yeah. I was just sitting in my recliner, just kind of casually listening to the show, and come on, man. Like... There's no link between Stonehenge and the Druids. I almost spit up my beer when I heard that.
Oh yeah, I meant to call out on that one too. I mean, you're referring to our last caller who was suggesting that it is the hand of Satan who is creating these riots,
pumpkin riots
at Pumpkin Festival and elsewhere, and this is kind of a ridiculous
the
pentagrams
call. Pentagrams and the fire on the road.
Ooh, my favorite sports team won a championship. Let's go burn stuff.
Yeah. Right. So, no, I mean, I don't think that everybody who has religious beliefs is irrational in the same way. I mean, everybody
has... It was more of a rhetorical question. It was... Yeah. But why I did want to call in, I've wanted to call in for a couple nights about this, but I wanted to save it for a night where we might have more people on the airwaves. I'd like to stir the pot a bit because it's Friday night and all. The other night, there was a conversation about... the transgender folks among us and the bathrooms and this whole conundrum.
Yeah, I filled up a whole show.
Right, if you recall, it pretty much hijacked the entire show. And where this kind of breaks down, because I think about it, and eventually I come to, I think the same place as Mark, and I believe you, Ian, don't let me put words in your mouth, but basically it's up to the property owner, and I kind of come to a position of, really, if you're not bothering anybody, what do I care? You know, we're all just doing our own business and kind of moving on with our life.
The bathrooms that I enjoy using the most are the single stall bathrooms where, you know, it doesn't matter who was in there before me. Nobody else is walking in while I'm doing my business. And, you know, even if it's one of these multi-stall sorts of things, as long as there's walls between the stall, what difference does it make?
I agree.
Or what about bathrooms that have both a man and a woman on the side so that both sexes can use it?
Well, right. That's, I think, what Zach is suggesting here, that private property owners should be able to make choices like that. And they can make those choices. There's not a law that that forces people, that I know of at least, maybe there is somewhere, but I've never heard of it, that forces people to go into separate bathrooms. It's just common. It's the sort of societally common, accepted standard, and that's what business owners want to do. They want to be popular, so they do what's, you know, societally approved.
Yeah, and if I may, because it sounds like we're all here on the same page, kind of, you know, singing along as a choir. But for the folks, there's one camp, and we all know who they are, that says, what's between your legs, that's where you go. You know, those folks who are just resistant to change. to those folks, and even you guys in the studio, if you like, if you want to be in for a treat, head over to Google and search buck, as in, you know, a greenback, a buck, and then second word, angel. And I don't know if you've ever heard of
Yes, I'm aware of this.
I know who you're talking about.
Familiar. Is this a transvest or transgendered person?
Yes, I've shown you pictures of him.
Yeah. That's why it probably sounds familiar.
I'm not sure which, but those folks who can hear my voice right now, and you're of the mindset of what's between your legs, that's where you go. You, whoever you are, listen to me. Go to Google, put this in, and look at the images that come up. And picture this individual fully clothed, and which bathroom this person will cause the least amount of chaos in,
right,
according to that theory. And that's where it completely
amazing.
Breaks down.
I had not seen Buck, the nude picture of Buck previously.
Yes, you have.
Really?
Welcome to the club, Ian.
Okay. I don't remember.
I also showed you pictures of Bailey J.
I remember seeing Buck. Like, when I searched for Buck, I remember, like he basically, what you're talking about here, for people who do not have Google in front of them, is what looks like a badass biker dude. And he's got a vagina. Yes.
Yeah. For those who aren't near a computer right now, who are just dying to know, this individual was born a woman, and for reasons only he could tell you, decided to become a man. And I believe my casual understanding of the case is he used a lot of male growth hormone and some other methods. And his entire upper half is a man and a well-built one. And the lower half is completely unchanged. I'll leave that to your imagination. And it's an interesting, you know, example of where, for this particular conversation, that person, where should they go?
Absolutely.
They should go
into the unisex bathroom that has one stall, and then nobody freaks out.
I think he should go wherever, or she. I don't know how does Buck refer to him or herself.
I believe he prefers the him pronoun.
I think he's
a porn star.
Wherever he darn well feels like going.
Right. Yeah,
and if you try to stop him, he's big enough to kick your butt.
That's a great point, Zach. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No. I look forward to any follow-up calls. This should be fun.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I didn't realize he was a porn star, but it figures that he is. Wow, that's fascinating.
Yes.
All right, so you can share your thoughts here on that or whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. So we've been talking about sort of sex-related stuff here tonight, although in the case of the train perverts, it is not consensual. And, Daryl, you had just started or maybe gotten through a good chunk of a story over at AsianceMagazine.com, written back in 2008. But this is still a problem. It's been a problem for a long time in Japan, where there are these chikans are on these train cars, and they are groping, and they are poking, and prodding, and apparently
other things.
People stand by. Even the victims will just stand there and take it, and that has something to do with Japanese culture, apparently.
Yes. So this article is written by, I believe she is an American who is living in Japan or lived in Japan, and she teaches English to children. And she explains that a little bit further down. She writes, "My closest pervert train experience happened when I was walking towards the train station after lessons. It was about 8 o'clock in the evening, and the road was nearly empty. There was no sidewalk, just one road with lines painted on it for pedestrian walkers. I was walking uphill as I saw a man in his 20s or 30s in a loose t-shirt, cargo pants, and glasses. He looked like the typical anime worshiper, and he just came out of an izakaya, which is a Japanese drinking establishment. We were walking towards one another when I saw his arm reach out in an attempt to grab my butt. My reflex was amazingly sharp that night, and I was able to block him.
Oh,
he
wow.
fell. I was in shock and petrified. All I could do is shout a muffled, "Hey," but he just kept on walking towards his destination, wherever that was. And there is more.
Oh, yes. We'll come back with it here. And you can share your thoughts. Maybe you've been to Japan. Maybe you live there right now. And you have some comments on the train perverts. 855-450-FREE. Or maybe you are a train pervert. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username, lrn.fm. That's Again, Skype user LRN.FM. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And if you want to get Bitcoin or Litecoin, Dogecoin perhaps, go to ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business, and you can get cryptocurrency with money order or check via ExpressCoin. They've got great rates. The fee, I think you'll find, is the lowest in the industry that I've seen. And you can use coupon code FTL and pay no fee whatsoever on up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice. I don't know how many million Dogecoin you can get for 40 bucks, but it's
probably
quite a bit. You can't get that much Bitcoin for $40. But still, it's a good way to get started on your Bitcoin collecting, if you will. ExpressCoin.com. Go there. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get, again, up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee. If you need to get more than 40, they can handle that. They can handle a lot. If you need a lot of Bitcoin, they can handle that too. They're great over at ExpressCoin, and it's so easy. ExpressCoin.com. As we continue here, Daryl, you're sharing with us a story about being in Japan and a lady who is not Japanese by her not natively Japan. Yeah, by origin. So she's observing this as an outsider who's living there and seeing people who are being molested on train rides, on subways, and elsewhere. In her case, she was just walking down the street, and some guy reached out to grab at her butt. I mean, this guy wasn't even trying to be subtle at all. And I guess it's just so common that the victims are so easily victimized, meaning they'll do nothing. They'll just stand there on the subway train while they're being molested, and the people around them will do nothing and say nothing.
In Japanese culture, the natives value quietness and calmness, so speaking up is considered rude and out of the ordinary. So when they're assaulted, I imagine the victim just kind of sits there and is just, you know, just to take it and not say anything, because she would rather just feel violated than be rude.
Than cross social boundaries.
Right.
Wow. And you're a fan of Japanese culture, right?
Absolutely.
You're big into anime and other things?
And manga, game. I mean, I've been to Japan a couple times. There again this year. And
Tokyo?
Tokyo, mm-hmm. Yeah, and Asagaya, where my brother is. And I've traveled the trains many times at night and in the daytime, never once feel violated. You know, I did mention to you last time that I was in New York City when I had gotten a tiny little bit of a pinch. In New York, Philly, those bigger areas where there's a more varied culture there, that's where I would expect to have that kind of intrusion, not really Japan. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, because people are going to be perverts. They're going to be perverts anywhere.
Well, maybe the perverts in Japan know that the Japanese women are more easily victimized because of the culture, whereas, you know, you're a round eye, and so they're not going to mess with you.
Well, if that's the case,
you're more likely to speak up.
But why would, I guess you make a good point. I was thinking, why would they not want to go after the white woman? Because she's
you're not an easy mark. You know, anybody who's, criminals, right? Like, they're going to case a joint. You know, they want to see if there's security around before they rob a house or something like that. They want to know when the people who live in the home are there and when they're gone. A criminal's going to be general. I mean, there's some stupid criminals, no doubt. But the criminals, many of them, are intelligent enough to pick their victims. They're not going to go and try to beat up a really tough guy, you know, like Buck Angel, for instance. You know, that guy can walk down an alleyway and he'll probably be all right. But somebody who's not so built, they might be more easily victimized, the criminals more likely to target them. So if Japanese men who are doing this victimization, if they know that white women are more likely to, or any, you know, black women or anybody else who's visiting, who's not a Japanese woman, they know they're more likely to speak up, to turn around, to slap them, to push them away, to yell, to scream, that as opposed to what apparently is fairly common among Japanese women, where they will just quietly stand there and take it. Then they're going to go with the safe route.
Yeah,
right?
So that's a very good point.
So she continues here with her article, saying that after the experience walking to the train, she now walks to and from the train with pepper spray in her hand and rarely turns around, or rather she turns around every few minutes. So she's always looking around her,
wow,
like being aware of her situation. She says, my other pervert experience happened while I was at work. As an English teacher, I teach students ages 2 to 15, and being able to teach young children, I am able to more fully comprehend why males have grown up in a culture where female objectification is acceptable. I sit down on the carpet and begin my lesson after taking the attendance. Little Keshin pops forward and touches my breast. Dame! I yell in Japanese, which means bad. Did I pronounce that right?
Dame.
Yeah. He looked scared at first, and then it turned into a triumphant grin. There was no point in lecturing a three-year-old when they cannot understand English, so I just let it slide. After a while, I turn around and he pats my behind with both hands,
oh
giggling.
Oh my gosh.
Dame. Later in the week, I talk to a Japanese staff about his behavior. Apparently, she also experienced the same breast grab,
wow.
And she tried to talk to his mother about the inappropriate conduct. According to
he's
the mother,
three years old, three.
He does this with the mother and other females, and quote, nobody has said a word or scolded
wow.
him. This is why he doesn't think it's wrong. And this is how the pervert subculture is bred.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
She says, I can go on listing all the deviant activities I have witnessed and heard about, from the normal grab and grope to drawing nipples at the bottom of my W's, but the most inappropriate act so far is the beard concho.
The nipples at the bottom of my W's. It took me a moment to figure that out. She's talking about like writing the letter W on a chalkboard
yes.
or something, and then a kid going up and... Yes. Gotcha.
Concho. She says, personally, I have never experienced being conchoed. I wake up being grateful every day. My students are not that bad. Out of the 200 students, only 3 stand out as perverts. My coworkers, both female and male, have experienced much more terrible deeds. If you clasp your hands together and stick out your 2 index fingers, you are ready to concho someone. Your 2 index fingers are the weapon, and you insert them into someone's anal area when they are vulnerable and not looking. Horrendous, right? Above all, it is mostly little children doing this to their friends, family, adults, and even their teachers. My coworker was conchoed by a little girl.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's
she was
unusual.
The cutest girl in the class and the obvious candidate for a conchoer.
Why?
They usually are the young, sweet students, and this is why it is the easiest to let your guard down around them. But once you do, you easily become a concho target. Still, this gives English teachers in Japan a reason to never, and I repeat, never turn your back on your students. Surely
wow.
not all Japanese are perverts, but a whole lot of them are.
And you know what?
Still, she finishes, Japan is a beautiful place to live and visit. Just be cautious like you would be anywhere else in the world and learn key Japanese phrases like sexual harassment in case it ever comes in handy.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. It just brought to mind some anime that the pervert culture is real. There is this anime called Love Hina where this guy manages a bathhouse full of women.
I want to know more about this here in a moment. Hang
sure.
on. Love Hina?
Love Hina.
All right, I want to know what that is here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the very strange behavior of, well, it's strange to us, but apparently not so much in Japan, of being a chikan. Chikan?
Chikan, yeah.
Chikan. Over in Japan, this is somebody who is a train groper, train pervert, poker, I guess.
A pervert on a train, not someone who went through training to become a pervert.
Yeah, I didn't say trained, but yeah, someone who spends their, you know, they're driving to work or they're riding to work or going wherever it is they're going. Or maybe they're just on the train just for the purpose of groping. I'm sure all of those things happen. But we've been delving deep into this subject here as deep as we can from our outside perspective. But at least, Danica, you actually have gone to Japan.
Yes.
However, you thankfully have not experienced this. And the suggestion is from the article that you were reading, Daryl, that maybe people who are not Japanese, so American women, for instance, or other women from other cultures.
But it did mention that foreign men are often groped.
Oh, was it foreign men are often groped? I just
yes.
thought it was just that men are often groped.
No, it specifically said foreign men are often groped because the Japanese are interested in the endowment that they might have.
Right. That's right. Yeah, they were looking at the sizes.
Yeah, groped from the front, I guess we should clarify. I imagine many of the gropings go from the back because, you know, they're still trying to hide it to some extent. And in a lot of these circumstances,
right, and the victim is not paying attention to them. They're not in their vision.
Yeah. But all that said, even when it is obvious, some of the victims, the female victims, the Japanese women, will just stand there and take it. And anyway, we can go back into
and
this
not here. Only do the victims stand there, but people on the train that witness this say anything.
That's the most shocking part about this to me. I want to continue the discussion here, but also want to let you know that you not only do you have to protect yourself on a train, but you need to protect yourself on the internet as well. There are people out there, including your very own internet service provider, who would like to know what you're doing online. Your ISP is probably saving every website that you visit, and they might be saving those files for years. And, of course, they'll turn them over to advertising agencies or governments. And you can stop that from happening by using ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50, and you'll save 50% off the price of their annual account. ProXPN is a virtual private network, and they're global. They've got server locations around the world. Now, with their free account, you only get to use, I believe it's either the New York or the Dallas server, only one U.S.-based server. But once you get their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, you get servers around the world. I think they actually have one in Tokyo, and the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So you can go and get yourself your free account over at proxpn.com/FTL, and then use promo code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade, and you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You really have nothing to lose here. You can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever you're using to connect to the internet. ProXPN can protect you, but you've got to take the steps to make it happen. First step is to go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the software, get it up and running, and then you can upgrade with code FTL50 to save 50% off the price of the annual account.
Now, Danica, I definitely want to hear more about the anime stuff, but it's not just Japan where this sort of stuff goes on.
Oh, definitely not.
And people standing around don't do anything.
Really?
Let's talk about India. For example.
No, let's talk about Panama City, Florida.
Oh, in Florida. Okay.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, spring break, there was a gang rape on the beach.
Oh, my.
What?
Hundreds of people were standing around partying while this was happening. There's video of it.
Oh, my.
The police say this is not the first video we've recovered. It's not the second video. It's not even the third video. There are a number of videos recorded with things similar to this. They also say that there were hundreds of people standing there watching, looking, seeing, and hearing, and nobody did anything to stop it.
Oh, that is so heartbreaking.
So it's not just Japan, and maybe it's college kids these days drunk out of their mind and they weren't paying attention to what was going on.
So, okay, I don't know much about this, right? I just did a quick Google. You just brought it up. Didn't know you were going to, but I just pulled up a CNN story about this saying that she may have been drugged. The victim in this case may have been drugged. In which case, it's possible. Now, again, I haven't seen the video.
Nor have I, and I don't want to see the video.
Right. But I'm just going to speculate here that if she was drugged enough, then it could be that she wasn't protesting. That doesn't mean it's not rape, right? They were definitely raping her.
Right.
But if she's out of it to the point where she looks like a willing participant in a, mass sex act, essentially.
People are going to assume that she's consenting to a possibility.
Right. I mean, if she's not there screaming, get them off of me, then I can't imagine. What would shock me the most would be that if she were actually screaming, no, stop, get off of me, stop them, or, yelling for help, that a bunch of guys around on a beach wouldn't step in to try to save her in some way. That would be the most shocking to me. If she was near unconsciousness and not protesting as a result of that, or just so drugged out of her mind or drunk out of her mind that she didn't even know what was happening to her, let alone anybody else was aware that it was not consensual, then it wouldn't surprise me if people just grabbed their video cameras and observed. So I'm not justifying what happened. I'm just explaining why people would have behaved in one way or
another. Right. I'm just thinking if she was completely, unconscious while this was happening, in my opinion, it makes it more despicable that nobody stopped it.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if she was unconscious or not. It's not made clear here in the story if she was conscious.
Right, that's something that I have not been able to figure out either, what her state of consciousness was. But the fact that, you know, there's hundreds of people that are standing around watching and nobody does anything.
It says here she does not remember the assault at all, according to Corley, which is, I believe, one of the sheriffs. Not really sure. Ruth Corley, the spokeswoman for the sheriff's office. They have arrested some of the alleged rapists in this case, at least two or three of them. According to the story here, they've been charged with let's see, they're posting bail of $50,000, et cetera. Yeah, that's a horrible story. Thanks, yeah. Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl.
So what are you going to tell us about, Danica? What is this anime, Love Hina? And
Love
what was the context?
Hina. So when you brought up the whole pervert story about how it seemed
and
normal.
Concho.
Right. It seems normal to the child that it's okay to do this to women. And it got me thinking, you know what? There is a lot of anime that kind of pokes fun at perverts and just tries to pass off as, oh, they're just being klutzy. They're, you know, really sweet, but they're just not very good with women. And a good example of this that I can think of is an anime called Love Hina. It's about this boy that goes to live in his grandmother's hotel, and the hotel has been converted to an all-women's apartment complex. And so from there, he's getting himself into all sorts of shenanigans.
Like, oh, I bet.
You'll see his face smooshed into a girl's chest. You know, he accidentally stumbles into a shared bath where all the women are taking a bath together. I mean, it's comical but embarrassing. And I think it's part of the culture to say, hey, this is okay. The guy is super sweet. He's just being really klutzy, and that's okay. So it got me thinking, you know, this anime, among with several others that I could mention, just kind of makes it acceptable.
Is it a comedy anime?
Yeah, it's meant to be like a romantic comedy because there are some scenes where he does fall in love with this girl, and she starts falling in love with him. So it is.
Was this after he creeped on her or whatever?
Yes. Because, you know, again, really, he's just been really sweet. He's just terrible at expressing himself.
Well, that's probably not uncommon either in the Japanese culture. From what I've read, there's a big problem with people being very insular and keeping to themselves and not, interacting with people in real life. But that doesn't mean that they don't want to, right? Like, people desire human contact. They desire socializing with others. And the culture doesn't seem to really propagate that.
Who knows what it could be, but those kinds of things of anime just points out these certain habits that they have and try to make light of it. But
are there any sequels to Love Hina, or is it just a one-off?
That was just the one season, which was 26 episodes. Well, two seasons.
Oh, it's a season. I missed that point. Okay, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarning10.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Apparently, Google is going to be launching its own wireless carrier. We can talk about that coming
wireless
up
phone, yeah, internet.
That's right.
So Google Voice will actually be decent?
We'll talk about it here in a little bit. 855-453. It's not going to be called Google Voice, though. That's something different. I don't know if they're going to tie it in.
Maybe
somehow,
they'll tie it in. I don't know.
There's a new name for whatever this is going to be, and we can talk about that in hour three. But so we're still talking about train groping because, well, you know what? It's fascinating. It's fascinating in that in Japan that it is so common that it is not something that, in fact, according to the story here over at, that I have over at JapanForTheUninvited.com, they claim that in 2001, a survey of two private high schools in Tokyo revealed that more than 70% of the students, it doesn't say female students, it says more than 70% of the students had been groped on the train. Now, maybe it was female-only high school. I don't know. But that's a high number.
That's
whether
really
it's,
high.
Whether it's female-only or all of the male and female, then 70% is a lot of people who've been groped. In Japan, they say more than 4,000 men are arrested each year for groping on public transport. A recent survey of Japanese companies suggested that at least 17% of Japanese women have been groped in public. And based on how common it seems to be, that number sounds low. So anyway, here's more from the story. The mid-1990s brought a nationwide police crackdown on train gropers. Plainclothes police officers were assigned to the worst affected trains during rush hour. Advertising campaigns gave advice to women who thought they were being molested to thrust the offending hand in the air and yell, "Chikan! Groper!" Unfortunately, this hasn't emboldened many Japanese women. Surrounded by strangers, most women would rather pretend nothing unusual is happening than create a scene. Gropers exploit this and pick their victims carefully. Some of the victims aren't so innocent, and false accusations of groping are increasing. The shame associated with chikan makes it possible for especially enterprising young women to blackmail fellow train users. That's an interesting twist on this whole controversy.
Interesting.
Faced with a hysterically shrieking woman, most men are willing to be led to the nearest ATM and part with large sums of money. Up to $3,000 in U.S. dollars is not uncommon, claims this website. An obvious solution to the problem is to introduce a gropers-only carriage, and then the randy little tykes might fondle each other to death. Instead, women-only carriages have been introduced at peak times on the most crowded lines. A guard is usually present to enforce this, politely telling any man who fails to read the pink sign. Have you ever observed this? I mean, you said you've ridden the trains a lot in Tokyo. Have you ever noticed the women-only cars?
You know, I have not. I don't know if that's... How old is this article, by
chance? This article is 2004.
Okay, so it was before I went there. No, trying to think if they would have it in different kinds of districts. I definitely did not see anything like that when I was there.
It doesn't sound, again, this is a decade-old article, so who knows how it's changed over the last decade.
Maybe they got rid of them. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe we should look into that. What's the status of the women-only carriages in Japan?
I know they have hotels that are separated by sex, but
really?
that's always been that way. They even have old inns where men sleep on one side, women sleep on the other, and they still are like that to this day.
That is fascinating.
That's hotels.
They've also got these weird hotels where basically you're sleeping in a dresser drawer type thing.
Oh, you mean a castle hotel? Oh, those are so cool.
I don't know if that's what they're called or not, but basically...
You sleep in a what?
You're sleeping in like a dresser drawer where the thing, you pull it out.
Okay.
There's a bed and like a little TV and enough space to where like you can recline yourself a little bit, but not fully sit up.
Like, essentially, it's just like
the
a bed
high end. You can actually sit up in this thing, and you pay like $30 a night to sleep in a dresser drawer. And they're stacked
this?
On the in Japan.
Tokyo. In Japan.
There are those places in New York City where you can go and like take a nap in a relatively small sort of capsule. From what I've seen.
Oh, are there really?
I don't know what they're called. I know we talked about them years ago here on Free Talk Live. So I think those things can exist in the United States as well.
They could exist anywhere in the world, possibly even on, you know, the moon, if the moon ever gets colonized. Like, there's no limitations on where you can put these dresser drawer beds.
The main purpose of a capsule hotel would be for the drunken businessman that can't get on the train, so he books a cheap hotel, or the man that doesn't want to go back to his screaming wife at the end of a long night. It's just those very temporary kinds of hotels.
So the women-only carriages has generally alleviated the problem. Again, this is a decade ago. It's still happening. But there has been an unexpected side effect. Any woman who finds herself outside the rosy sanctum of the women-only car is viewed as fair game. After all, if she didn't want her intimate parts mauled, then she wouldn't be in the regular cars.
If you don't want to be groped, you shouldn't be a woman.
The behavior of women in the safe zone has also drawn complaints. Momentarily freed from the rigid sexist expectations of Japanese society, a carriage of OLs. What does that mean, Danica? Do you know what OL is?
No, it doesn't sound familiar at all. OLs.
Carriage of OLs can adjust their makeup and prattle away on their phones as much as they like, drawing complaints from other passengers. Meanwhile, what of the gropers? Who's thinking about the degenerates? All they ever wanted was to reach out and touch another human being on the buttocks, maybe on the breasts. Is that a crime? Fortunately, help is at hand. You need look no further than Shigeru Ohori, elite salaryman, loving husband, father, the head of Chikan Tomo no Kai, the Groper's Brotherhood. He has assembled a 40-strong group of deviants from all walks of life, including teachers, government officials, and a Buddhist priest. Buddhism seems to have an ambiguous attitude to molesting strangers in public places. Not just any horny freak can join, though. A black belt fifth Dan, Dan Groper, is expected to cop 100 sleazy feels a month. According to Uhuri, gropers come in two main categories. Orthodox gropers, about 80% of the fondling population, get their kicks from the girl's look of disgust and embarrassment. The technician is a rarer and far more admirable breed. With practiced technique, they subtly titillate their gropies into a state of subconscious arousal.
So I stand corrected. Apparently some of these gropers are trained in the art of groping.
Yeah, they've got different levels and brotherhood. If this is to be believed, I don't know how legit this is, but it's pretty entertaining. Anyway, going on here, the Chikan elite meet once a month in a Tokyo cafe to touch base and play with some new ideas. Over the internet, they warn each other of police crackdowns on certain train lines. They even run practical mauling workshops, hiring girls to be bothered by them on crowded commuter trains and offering criticism and tips. There are special image clubs, Imikura, catering for Chikan with tailor-made rooms built to look like subway carriages, and prostitutes paid extra to act like unsuspecting commuters. And that's great. I mean, that sounds like the right way to handle this. I mean, if you are going to be interested in groping, then finding a woman who's willing to consent and pretend like she's not consenting in a sort of staged train car area, you know, like a groping holodeck, if you will, no, that seems to be the appropriate way to, if there's an appropriate way to do this, that would seem to be the least offensive.
So OL is office lady, which would be a low tier female office worker. And I've also found that according to Wikipedia, the first instance of a women's only car in Japan on the train was in 1912.
Oh, wow.
There's a law from the year 1900 that provides for a 10 yen fine for male passengers who enter a female only railway car waiting room.
That groping has been going on for more than 100 years?
That is not necessarily what I am suggesting. Okay. I am suggesting that women only cars on trains have been around for about 100 years.
So, in the words of the sensei for the Gropers Club, quote, groping was once a solitary activity, but now thanks to the internet, it's become easy to link up with people who share the same kind of sexual interests.
Oh my goodness.
So, there you go. That's our delving into groping. I think we've gone about far enough on the subject. But again, the phone lines are always open, and you are free to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you've been to Japan or not, have you been the victim of a groping? And what happened in your case? In Danica's case, she didn't know who the groper was.
Mm-hmm.
So it really wasn't much you could do besides leave the area. But, you know, was there a situation where you were able to confront this person? And how'd that go? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Whether you've been in Tokyo or elsewhere, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Google apparently is getting ready to enter the wireless carrier service for your cell phone. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Plus, no book reading allowed on the school bus. We've yet to get to that story.
That's right.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.